Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Monday, the 25th of October. New South Wales recorded 294 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 4 deaths, including an unvaccinated person in their 40s. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 59 new cases, the most of any of the state's health districts in the reporting period. There were 19 in Newcastle, 16 in Lake Macquarie, 7 in Cessnock, 6 in Port Stephens, 4 in Maitland, 2 in Armidale, 1 in Midcoast, 1 in Singleton, 1 in Dungog, 1 in Tamworth, and 1 in Moree. The Western New South Wales Local Health District had 6 cases, 5 in Bathurst, and 1 in Orange. And the Far West Local Health District saw 5 new cases, 4 in Golgol, and 1 in Broken Hill. On to Victoria, where there were 1,461 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night, and 7 deaths, including a woman in her 20s. Regional Victoria recorded 252 new cases overnight, including 36 in Wodonga, 32 in Shepparton, 31 in Geelong, 26 in Latrobe, and 13 in Mildura. There are now 279 active cases across Greater Shepparton, and 206 in Mildura. A full list of today's cases from across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID update article on our website. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley today acknowledged the significant gap between vaccination rates for Victoria's Indigenous population compared to the overall rate of vaccination in the state. Foley said that according to their data, 58% of Indigenous Victorians are fully vaccinated, compared to 74.7% among the overall population, a difference of a little under 17%. To combat this, Foley assured Victorians that the government will be working closely with organisations such as the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service in order to continue to provide culturally safe vaccination services, both across the regions and in metropolitan Melbourne. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.